Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
The people outside the community, they probably not quite understanding what we need.
The city council members that did vote for the arena should honestly step down.
We have a lot of meetings, so I believe it, they know what we're looking for. But how much they do it, that's up to them.
We are back on The Week in Philly, and we are sticking with our top story of the week, the revelation that the 76ers will not be pursuing a new arena in Center City and instead intend to put a new arena in the sports complex. Now, the Center City Arena was pretty fiercely opposed by a lot of people, including folks in Chinatown. So what does the fact that the new arena is not coming to Center City mean for Chinatown and Market East? For more on that, let's bring in KYW's Vic Raghupathy. And Vic, first off, what was the reaction from folks who had spent so much time and energy opposing this about this news?
First off, thanks for having me, Matt. The biggest thing, the word that came up the most talking to activists and talking to just, you know, members of the community was relief. Big sense of relief. I mean, it looked like it was going to happen. So this was a big surprise. There was celebration, certainly, but it was mostly just, phew.
So as part of these developments, Comcast Spectacor, which is now working with the Sixers on the new arena, says it will be involved in reimagining Market East. Do we know what that means?
We don't, really. I think it's vague on purpose. And I think that the fact that this switch up from the Sixers was a big surprise means that there isn't a plan in place, which you could see as a sort of opportunity, because I think a lot of people were resigned to the fact that they were maybe doomed to this arena that a lot of people didn't really want. Now there's opportunity.
You talk to people in Chinatown. What do they want?
I specifically went around to a few of the business leaders in Chinatown. One of the big things that came up was having something that doesn't whitewash the area. I think the idea was if you have an arena there, while the arena wouldn't directly lead to displacement, it would indirectly contribute to displacement of businesses and individuals, and most crucially, lead to a sort of death of the culture of the area. I talked to the owner of Sankey, Peking Duck House. He was saying that it would be nice to have a night market, you know, something that has a specifically, you know, Asian influence.
It's related to the culture, and that's the people, what they like. They want to see something different, not just like a big box, like a regular shopping center.
I spoke to the manager of QT Vietnamese Sandwich. She was saying that something that could be nice is something that brings population.
I would rather honestly see university students or something that has to do with just Chinatown in general, bringing more population to Chinatown. Just because they're here, living here, doesn't mean that they're from here. So their experience is just as important as fans.
Most of all, I think the real consensus that I was getting is more than anything, we want city decision makers that have an open mind and that are willing to listen and take into consideration what the community, what the residents, what the business owners of Chinatown are saying.
Have you come across anyone that's disappointed that this wasn't going to happen and maybe disappointed that a lot of those millions of dollars that were guaranteed in those community benefits agreements that now apparently is not going to go in this direction? Did you come across anyone or not really?
Honestly, I didn't. I know that there were members of city council who were for the arena that were disappointed. But again, I also think those were a lot of people, you know, at least if you talk to people in Chinatown, those were a lot of people that weren't necessarily part of the community that were trying to sort of impose it on them. But people pretty much agree that something does have to happen, that you have to use that Fashion District space, the Market East space, for something.
That's KYW's Vic Ragupathy joining us. We have to take a break. We will be back with more of The Week in Philly in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.